And Representative Perret joining us now to discuss her candidacy. Representative Perret, good morning. Thanks so much for the time.
Good morning, Chris. Good to be with you this
You time. As well. Why are you running for re-election?
Well, I think that we have done a great job in the General Assembly so far over the last, well, in my case, I've been in for about 4 years, which is two terms. And I feel like we're on a roll. Lots of accomplishments I feel like I've been able to deliver for the people of Southern Wake County, including the largest personal income tax cut the state has seen ever, returning record investments to Southern Wake County with regard to easing traffic congestion, making our roads safer, and also being able to expand clean water access to our people in Southern Wake with record growth happening, as you probably know, and also meaningful investments into our public schools, school safety, raising teacher pay. Those are the things that matter to me, and those are things that matter to the people of Southern Wake, and I think we can do a lot more when I'm reelected next term.
I'm glad you brought up the growth, because that was one of the things I wanted to discuss today. There's so much growth in Wake County as a whole, but specifically in your area of Wake County. If you're reelected, how do you manage the growth and continue to stay ahead of that, knowing that Wake County is really seeing that exponential growth?
Yes. Well, I think with rapid growth brings a lot of benefits to the area, but a lot of challenges as well. And I've been able to have a very positive and productive working relationship with the municipalities in Southern Wake over many years. I think it takes collaboration between the state and local governments to make sure we keep up with that growth and we are planning for the future with regard to mobility in the area, making sure the people who live in the Northern Harnett area in Southern Wake County are able to get to work and to meet their family needs and keep a high quality of life. And that will require investments in transportation and also that critical infrastructure that we need for our business owners to be able to conduct their business and people to really just go about their lives in a way that works for them. And I think the state is an integral part of that when we talk about broadband expansion, transportation funding, and, of course, bringing those valuable dollars, tax dollars, from the people of Southern Wake that were sent to the state over many years, making sure we pull some of that back down to be invested in Southern Wake County. We haven't seen that in many years, but I'm really happy that I've been able to accomplish that for the people of Southern Wake since I've been in the General Assembly, and I'll continue to do that.
Visiting with State Representative Aaron Perret, who's running for re-election, are there things that are on your agenda that you haven't yet accomplished in the General Assembly that you would like to accomplish if you're re-elected?
Yes, well, we are making big headroads on fixing our DMV. I think a lot of people are like, yes, because we've had a lot of problems with, of course, a growth issue in Southern Wake County, but people being able to conduct the business they need to conduct at our local DMV site. There are some big issues that we're tackling as we speak, and I look forward to continue to build on that success and really bring some meaningful solutions to the people of Southern Wake with regard to our Department of Motor Vehicles operations. We also need to make investments in our education system. You probably know that I have two kids in public school myself. I was PTA president and very involved in the legislature on educational issues with regard to STEM investments and workforce preparedness. And I think we need to do more of that. It has been working, and we're seeing outcomes improve in education. And I think part of that, a major part of that, is making sure our teachers are paid well. I know I have been an advocate for that for years, and I think that we are at a time right now where we really need to boost that pay for our teachers, and I look forward to leading on that effort in the General Assembly when reelected.
Well, where can our listeners go to learn more about you and your campaign as they get ready to head to the polls, maybe today or maybe in the next couple of weeks?
Yes, well, I hope they do come vote. We had a record turnout yesterday, and I look forward to another record turnout today. But my website is aaron4nc.com, and the four is spelled out, F-O-R. I'm also on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and I do have a newsletter that my office produces that has a lot of valuable information in it for voters to read about how things are really getting done in the General Assembly. So please reach out to my office for that, and also visit me on social media and my website.
State Representative Aaron Perret running for re-election in Wake County. Representative Perret, always appreciate your time and perspective, and look forward to visiting again soon.
That's great, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much.